graphene is such a target-rich environment for really journalists. Absolutely nothing, no one reporting on it. Biggest news story ever. Just goes to show. But just to let you know that there's a roadmap. Just like we had a vaccine roadmap. Remember, vaccinations, EU, two big projects for the EU. 10 commandments for vaccinations for all. By date, September, I think the 18th was it, or the 12th, 2019, before all this started, they decided the whole world was going to get vaccinated no matter what. And very key, they said no one was going to get left behind. No one was going to get left behind because...
Everything is changing.
The very idea of human being some sort of natural concept is really going to change.
Our bodies will be so high-tech we won't be able to really distinguish between what's natural and what's artificial.
Okay, so two key projects from the EU. Now, EU, very significant. Bible prophecy students will know. A mark from the EU, you know. Flagship project simultaneously with a global vaccine rollout. Again, probably the most important of all the documents, even more important than Event 201, etc., which was a simulation of coronavirus. There were others as well, the John Hopkins one, which is an exact play out of what's happening now. But we had the EU telling us their 10 commandments. I'll put the PDF link below, go and have a look at it. It's basically saying bribe the entire media. Think of novel incentives, you know, bribes to get them all on board, get everyone on board with vaccinating the entire world. The EU decided in September 2019, before all this started, very key word, these are the key words, no one is going to be left behind. They're going to vaccinate everyone on earth, no matter what, and no one is going to get left behind. Left behind from what? What do you mean left behind? You don't get vaccinated to be left behind in the social... you know, pyramid. You get vaccinated to cure you of diseases, surely. But no, they specifically said they were going to because it's about shoving this graphene in us, which is their other big project.
Here's the ratio of what they found in those vials in each dose. Each dose, Stu, the RNA, there was RNA material in there. And it was at the amount of, and don't worry about the metrics, the measure units, because it's the ratio that's important. Out of each dose, there were 6 nanograms per UL of RNA. Do you know how much graphene oxide was in there? 747 nanograms. Do the math, my friends. That is a percentage of 99.99103%.
It's for our own benefit, but they don't want to tell us about it because it's toxic and poisonous and millions of people are going to die in the process, which is also their other agenda, to reduce the world population and save the planet. A graphene flagship, technology and innovation roadmap. What else did we have from the EU? So the EU funded to the tune of $1 billion the graphene flagship. At the same time, they wanted to push global rollouts, global vaccination rollouts. And suddenly we find graphene is 99% of the vaccinations. Hello? You know, we've got this dual, I mean, they're totally busted. If Peter Hitchens was worth his salt, or any of these people, this would be the biggest story in the world, because the smoking gun is just right there in plain sight for us. But of course, we've got no free media, so it's just down to people like me and Stu, yeah, and Dr. Ruby. Okay, so they've got a roadmap. So they had a vaccine, if you don't know, they had a PDF going to 2025, I think it was, for a vaccination rollout. They had it all planned, yeah, how they were going to do it step by step. They've also got a graphene roadmap. So this is the roadmap. This is the Great Reset. This is the fourth industrial revolution. This is what it's all about. It's about vaccinations and it's about graphene, but most specifically graphene in the vaccinations. And we scroll down here, what do we find? Graphene flagship technology innovation roadmap. They're telling us the future, thankfully, 2030 and beyond. So what is the future? The future, my friends, is neural interfaces. Do you see it down there? There we go. Okay, so that is the agenda. We don't have to guess. Neural interfaces. Yeah, this is Elon Musk. They're not going to have two different types of neural interfaces, the EU neural interface and Elon Musk's. Yeah, DARPA and the EU, they're all in bed together these days. It's globalism. It's just all of them, politicians of the entire world against us. Neural interfaces is the future. This is it. This is plainly there, right in plain sight. Yeah? We see some graphene center literally on the brain. It's not on the skull. It's not on the skull. It's not behind the ear. It's inside the head. Okay, so what I've discovered in my research is four layers of graphene, atomic. Remember that how thin they are. They're atomic. So this is Elon Musk's lace. This is his neural lace. Four layers of graphene is Elon Musk's neural lace. They lay on top of each other and they act as over the neurons of the brain, over the where he said that they'd go. They go through the veins and arteries because we know now the magnets push them to where they want to go. And the EMF pushes them to where they're destined to go, which is across the blood-brain barrier. And we've also discovered that microwave radiation very conveniently destroys the blood, the helps soften the blood-brain barrier to help the transmission of this stuff into the brain. So this is what they're doing, and it's all here for us in roadmaps. So what he's describing here is describing like a napkin or something similar, like a material. You know, this is it. This is a tiny, obviously it's inside your veins. It's such tiny. The only thing this can possibly be is graphene nano sheets, because nothing else is going to cause. It's going to look like a tissue. Look.
So they described to us to have us understand it. It appears as a Kleenex or a napkin that has folds, and they appear at the bottom of a swimming pool. This is practically what they tell us. They tell me here to expand it a little bit more. Well,
that's what. And that is what's described in the literature and by Celeste Solum as a nano graphene sheet, and by Elon Musk as neural lace, because it's just a thin, like lace or mesh that self-assembles in the brain. This is what it's doing. It's self-assembling in the brain. It's not being injected like this, as far as I understand it. It's self-assembling in sheets. And these sheets are attracted to the neurons in the brain, and that's how they control our brain. Don't forget, I have told you in this video that there is an agenda from the EU to get this in us, I think by 2030. Obviously, it's rolling out now, but you know, it's on their roadmap, it's on their graphene roadmap. So, you know, this is a major globalist agenda and project, and black project, and it's being done through injections, which I'm not going to call vaccines, they're just injections. Hang on.
A natural in this case, but with enough light. Let's see another one. The characteristic thing is, it's like a piece of a rag, a piece of Kleenex, that's the word. Certain folds at the bottom of something.
Which can only be graphene oxide. I mean, it can only be graphene nanosheets. This is what we've been told to look out for, and this is what they're photographing. You know, obviously, we need other labs doing similar things. Have any of you considered why NASA are faking? Why are they faking a hexagon on Saturn? I mean, NASA's stuff like this is fake, yeah. And if you're wondering if it is fake or not, surely you know it's fake by now, yeah. This is some sort of occult message from NASA. Yeah, they got the hexagon is related to Saturn and 666 the future. This is, they're telling us the future is graphene. This is not real. There is no hexagon on Saturn. But there is a CGI artist working for NASA drawing hexagons on Saturn. You know, I'd like to know what's going through their crazy mind. Yeah, probably something like this. Yeah, probably the same people who drew the hexagon on Saturn also did this. I think they've been using vaccines. It looks like now we know they've been using vaccines for all sorts of globalist agendas for a long time. I mean, let's just remember here, Bill Gates is interested in computer operating systems. How did we forget that somewhere along the line? Yeah, it's just a continuation of his computer fantasies. Yeah? He just wants to shove this stuff in us and connect us to Microsoft Windows with the body activity data. Yeah, checking we're not using Apple products or something. It's a tyranny, the tyranny of billionaires, and no politician. The politicians working for the billionaires, and just screwing us over on behalf of them. And that's where we're at. I just found this. I call it Cyborg. It's a prediction from the crazy people.
Now is a historical moment, a time.
Okay, so here we're supposed to. Yeah, they're just the same. Some sort of natural concept. They got some female doing the audio here, because they always do. The idea of a human being some sort of natural concept. Okay, yeah. It is a natural concept.
The very idea of human being some sort of natural concept is...
This is Celeste, and this is breaking news on the graphene hydrogel and quantum dot application and mechanisms. And it's time for all of us to drill down on these applications. And so basically, we're looking at a graphene temple. These materials are complementary as a communication system, and also they hold magical properties that allow a godlike manifestation in human beings. Both quantum dots and the hydrogel contain graphene, and as we move forward, most of the hydrogel and the quantum dots will include the graphene. So I'm going to do a little introduction here. So graphene is a new nanomaterial with strict two-dimensional layer structure. And for in the talking points, I do include the studies so that you can look this up on your own. With excellent mechanical, highly electrical and thermal properties, graphene is the ideal filler for polymer-based nanocomposites. your body becomes a living polymer, a substance that has a molecular structure consisting chiefly or entirely of large number of synthetic organic materials that are used in plastics and resins that will eventually replace your DNA, your blood, your cells, your tissues, and your organs as the hydrogel nanoparticles self-assemble. Think of this as an invisible invasion transforming you from a human to a synthetic entity known as SynBio.
Better, stronger,